VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The virtual Republican National Convention kicked off last night, and like its Democratic counterpart the week before, no noisemakers nor funny hats, but plenty of remarks. United States Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
This election is about your future, and it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids.
Senator Scott is the sole Republican U.S. senator who is African-American. Former ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, was also among the featured speakers.
I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. I was a brown girl in a black and white world.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Republican Party's foreign policy agenda has been almost entirely shaped in the last 4 years by President Donald Trump's approach to international relations, including new trade deals, skepticism of international organizations, and calls to reduce U.S. troop deployments overseas. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, the Republican Party this year did not write a new party platform, which traditionally gives an official outline of the party's visions and policy priorities. However, the party said in a resolution released at this week's convention that if it had been able to convene in 2020 to write a platform, it would have undoubtedly backed the Trump administration's agenda. This is VOA News. The wife of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, Yulia Navalnaya, on Tuesday visited the hospital in Berlin where he has been staying since he was brought to Germany. Doctors at the hospital in Berlin have taken tests that indicate the Russian dissident was poisoned and have treated him with an antidote and confirmed his life was not in immediate danger. Alexei Navalny is considered the foremost critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny has been jailed several times, often for little more than protesting in the streets of Moscow. California fire officials are cautiously optimistic after dodging a major lightning storm, but they're pleading with residents to stay out of evacuation zones and prepare for days away from home. Three massive San Francisco Bay Area wildfires rage on Monday, suffocating the region with smoky air. The wildfires have caused at least 7 deaths. In an AP interview, Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Laura is gaining strength as it heads toward the U.S.
Expect it to become a hurricane later today, and sometime during the day on Wednesday, we are now forecasting it to become a major hurricane, Category 3.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Arsonists set buildings ablaze and torched much of the black business district in the second night of unrest in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, triggered by the wounding of a black man shot in the back by officers as his three young sons looked on. Smoke billowed over central Kenosha after police in riot gear clashed with protesters who defied a dusk-to-dawn curfew on Monday night and into Tuesday morning, blocks away from where police gunned down Jacob Blade on Sunday. The 29-year-old Blake survived the shooting, which was captured on video and was in stable condition following surgery. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers Monday that he has warned allies of President Donald Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that recent changes at the Postal Service are linked to the November elections. DeJoy, who has come under intense scrutiny over sweeping policy changes at the U.S. Postal Service, raised new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Sudan today, the top U.S. official to visit the African country since last year's ouster of its autocratic leader, Omar al-Bashir. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.